think the average is something like $2,300 per vehicle, something like that, that people in Michigan pay on average to get their cars insured. That's per vehicle. If you got two or three cars in the driver or a couple of teenagers, good Lord, you're going to be separated from $10,000 in short order just to insure the vehicles in the driveway. So it's been a point of contention for a long time. We seem to be heading somewhere towards possible changes. And my next guest says a lot of things are going on that we need to come up to speed on. Chad Livengood, senior reporter at Crane's Detroit Business. Chad, welcome back.
Good morning, Steve.
Good to have you here. So, do tell, where are we in this process? The governor had said she would veto what she had seen coming from the Republicans in the House and Senate, but, you know, I don't think she wants to be that governor. Where are we? Has the conversation moved forward?
Well, you can tell that the governor, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, is trying to find a place where she can feel comfortable, sign a bill into law, making a major overhaul to Michigan's 45-year-old auto no-fault insurance law. But she has set some lines in the sand. She last week she said that she doesn't want to see the medical coverage on auto insurance, which is currently unlimited lifetime benefits, reduced to anything less than $250,000 per motorist. The House and Senate passed bills that would allow basically a la carte choices of $50,000 and up. You could still buy unlimited insurance, although it's kind of questionable when you start allowing people to actually completely opt out of personal injury protection, whether there would be a market or whether it even be affordable to still buy unlimited insurance. So they are negotiating this right now. They've been negotiating over the weekend. Governor Gretchen Whitmer and the Republican leadership speaker Lee Chatfield and Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirky. At the same time, a little extra wrinkle was thrown into this over the weekend by Dan Gilbert, the founder of Quicken Loans,
right,
and big Detroit real estate mogul. He has threatened for months to launch a ballot campaign to overall no-fault insurance, and his campaign or his lobbyist came out and said over the weekend and yesterday confirmed that they were going to start forming a committee to do this in the event that these negotiations with the legislature break down. Basically, giving the legislature and the governor this week to make a deal on this, or they're going to launch an effort to gather signatures.
Sure, and obviously Dan Gilbert's serious about this. He's not joking. Obviously, he's a very serious individual who says, "Listen, we got to get this under control, right?"
Yeah, he sees auto insurance costs in Detroit, particularly where people are paying $4,000 or $5,000 a car. He sees that as a major economic deterrent to the revitalization of Detroit, which he has staked pretty much, his entire fortune on, in moving his company, having downtown, having 17,000 employees in Detroit, plus buying 100 pieces of real estate, and he still might be in the market for some more skyscrapers as he's building one right now at the side of the Hudson's building.
I see. All right. So where do you think we are? Is something going to happen? Are we going to get this worked out?
Well, it seems like they're working toward it. And here's the thing. I mean, with the votes that came out with all the House Republicans voting for that plan a couple weeks ago and the Senate getting a majority, the threat to the governor here is that if she vetoes this bill and Dan Gilbert turns around and starts paying for the gathering of 340,000 voter signatures, he can place a voter-initiated law before the legislature next year, and they can vote it up. They can vote for it, and the governor has no ability to veto it. So the governor, if she wants to have any say in this, is going to have to make a deal here. Otherwise, Dan Gilbert, as everyone knows, Dan Gilbert basically has the votes in the legislature to really dictate something that they don't want. And that's probably also causing some of the hospitals and medical providers to come to the table here and negotiate, because a lot of this has to do with the payments that they charge, or the charges that they make to auto insurers. That's some of the highest charges for medical procedures that they charge. And so if they want to do a deal, now is the time, because otherwise Gilbert and his folks will put together a law that will...
Chad, let me ask you this.
Probably cut them off pretty hard.
Yeah, Chad Livengood here, senior reporter at Crane's Detroit Business. Chad, let me ask you this. Will they have it done by Friday?
I don't make predictions, Steve. I got out of that business a couple of years ago. But yeah, I mean, they want to do this. The momentum is now, and Mike Shirky has said this is days a week away, not weeks. Plus, they got the Mackinac Policy Conference next week. Everybody likes to go up there with like issues settled, if possible, because that kind of eases the tension and drama at the Grand Hotel.
Well, I like tension and drama at the Grand Hotel, though. It's good for our business, Chad. I mean, it's good for you and I. I guess we'll keep an eye on it, but I've got to believe that Gretchen Whitmer does not want to be the governor who has something arrive on her desk that she vetoes and loses the opportunity to fix, you know, auto insurance reform, like you said, after 45 years. I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, it's hard to see what the upside is for the governor to veto a bill like this. It would just create TV commercials for the Republicans to both run against Democrats in the legislative races next year and also to run against Gretchen Whitmer in 2022.
There you got it. Chad, good having you here as always.
Thanks, Steve.
Keep us up to speed on everything that goes on. Chad Livengood from Crane's Detroit Business, always keeping his finger on the pulse of business here in the state and things that are important like auto insurance rates. This part of the program brought to you by Wolverine Water Systems of Michigan. Water purity has never mattered more, and Wolverine is the premier water treatment company here in the state ever since 1947. I've had their systems for, I think, 20 years now. I think they're the best thing ever. So will you. Go to stevegruber.com, click on the Wolverine button, and away you go. And soon, we'll be giving away a reverse osmosis system right here on the program. You don't want to miss that. You're listening to the Steve Gruber Show.